Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
Playing at the Wayfarer this month, Laguna Niguel band, The Gromble.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Morning. Hello. Lots of news stories coming up today, Mr. Tyler Russell. Including concerning BB gun assault in Irvine.
Ooh.
Sly Dog's going to call in from Fiji.
That's
the place.
Wow.
The place, Fiji.
Sly Dog, our surf reporter.
Yeah, not the water, Fiji, but the place. There's an actual place.
Cool. Valentine's Day almost upon us, of course. Linda Halligan will be here to count down the ways to leave your lover this year.
Oh.
Charming, Linda.
Valentine-y.
Yep.
Oh, it's me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Caroline Cause Corner's coming in, of course, to do a Cause Corner, of course. And she's bringing a young gentleman in named Luke, and his cause is Save the Animals. It's Daily Screwball Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News, now.
All right, let's start in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Two teens have been arrested by the Irvine Police Department on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon for shooting at people in Irvine with a BB gun. The identities of the suspects, males aged 16 and 17 who live in Irvine, are not being released because they are minors. At about 7:30 p.m. January 21st, according to police, the teen shot at two 18-year-old men skateboarding near Alton Parkway and Creek Road, hitting one man in the leg and striking the other man's parked car. The teen's next shot at two other teenagers who were skateboarding near the shopping center at Barranca Parkway and Creek Road. One of the teens was hit in the face and body. Everyone who was hit by BBs fired by the teens was left with bleeding, bruising, and redness. Anyone with information about the case is asked to call Detective Matt Rickey at 949-724-7189.
Because that's such an unsettling story. They're sniping. It's snipers. I don't care that it's a BB gun. That's really bizarre. Can you imagine putting your eye to a gun and squeezing
any
the trigger?
Any kind of gun.
I can't even imagine squeezing the trigger and shooting somebody. But I mean, it's just beyond.
The only positive thing about this story is that these kids were stupid enough to do this and now probably won't commit something more dangerous.
Well, they got caught.
Because they got caught and they will be stopped. But I mean, to say this is a sign of future, you know, future terrorism is obvious. But the good news is they were caught doing this.
Right.
And hopefully won't do anything more serious.
They'll get some jail time or whatever.
Exactly.
They need therapy, these kids.
Well,
it's diabolical.
Yeah.
The idea that you could squeeze the trigger of a gun knowing that somebody's going to get shot in a park, in Irvine, all places, to me is, I find that very unsettling.
Where you think you're the safest kid in the world skateboarding
right
on Barranca Parkway.
Yeah.
Irvine, California.
I know.
You know?
I know, well. Yeah, I don't get it. There's more to this story because these kids are clearly disturbed.
Well, maybe we'll have more on it in coming days. But for now, again, if you have any information on it, Detective Matt Rickey, 724-7189. Let's look outside of Orange County at election news. Republican victor Donald Trump has taken to the stage to publicly thank his supporters for carrying his campaign to victory in yesterday's New Hampshire primary. At times, his speech was interrupted by cheers of USA, USA, and Trump, Trump. Congratulations to Bernie, he said of his counterpart from the Democratic Party, who beat Hillary Clinton by nearly 20%, before adding, he wants to give away our country, folks. Towards the end of his speech, he told his supporters, the world is going to respect us again, believe me. The next Republican primary in South Carolina has a long history of ugly attacks, dirty tricks, and lots of negative adverts. With the Republican race still very much in flux, many are expecting a no-holds-barred battle royale in South Carolina.
Woohoo. They want to give away my money, folks. Honestly. Well, whatever. It's, people shooting guns in a park in Irvine, I can, at least, you know, there's some sort of result to that. You shoot the gun and the guy, whatever. To vote for Trump is worse to me than that. I don't know what I'm talking about. Should we move on to the next thing? Somebody should shoot Trump with a BB gun. Close range.
Can you, I mean, this has been discussed before, but if he did win, like, could we move? Could we move? Like, can we move to Canada or...
If he won, what? If he wins the prize, he's going to win this prize. He's going to win this.
Yeah, but if he wins the whole thing, if he wins the election.
I'm telling you, mate, he's holding the Republican Party to ransom.
I really might want to move.
No, he can't be. He won't be president. But, you know, there's no Republican horse in the race now. It's done. But we'll see. We'll see what occurs. Is it going to be Hillary? Is it going to be Bernie? If it's Bernie, can he really do the things that he says he wants to do? Obama couldn't. We'd be high hopes for him. And
tough questions from Jason Fetty.
I don't know.
You want one more story?
Go on then.
All right, one more. President Obama has released the final budget proposal of his presidency, a $4.1 trillion program that includes a $10.25 per barrel tax on oil. The Republican-controlled Congress is expected to reject it. The leaders of the House and Senate budget committees jointly announced they would not invite Obama's budget director to testify before them. Despite the setbacks, the White House has said the budget sticks to a bipartisan agenda reached last autumn. The budget is for the 2017 fiscal year and would not take effect until October 2016. The tax on oil would raise $319 billion over 10 years. The U.S. Treasury said the tax would apply to both imported and domestically produced oil, but would not be collected on U.S. oil shipped overseas.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah, well, you don't care, but the problem is that they put the price of gas up. So the idea is supposed to hit...
It's so low. If you want to rise gas another 50 cents, that's fine with me.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
It's so low right now.
It is low, but it's not that low. California's got high gas prices.
California's high, but I was just in Tucson.
Yeah.
It was $1.70.
Oh, that was so nice.
$1.70. So in some places, raise it there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, raise it in Idaho. Absolutely.
All right, coming up still this morning, we'll have Caroline Bruder in studio doing another Cause Corner. Linda Halligan's going to do something Valentine's Day-y. And Sly Dog
from Fiji.
Yeah. Going to be good. Remember David Bowie?
Yeah, he was cool. Loved him.
He was pretty cool. This is his last single ever. It's called Lazarus.
Daily Scramble Live.
Band's called Freelance Whales. Starring is the song on KX93.5. Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Good morning. Great name for band, Freelance Whales.
Indeed, indeed.
I talked to my cousins last night in Israel. I wasn't in Israel. I was in Aliso Viejo, but they were in Israel, and it was nighttime for us and early in the morning for them.
Okay.
They were up and about, and they were like talking, they were holding coffee, and she was squealing with laughter, and my cousin Danny's on his way to work, he's put his little beanie hat on and talking up a storm and asking questions and what's going on. And I'm like, is it really first thing in the morning with you? What the? You must be from a different family. I'm like, you're so awake.
Because for you, the morning is more of
a hellish time.
A groggy,
hellacious
crawl.
Yeah.
Barely functioning.
It is. And I cannot be held accountable for anything I say until 7:30.
Well, you listened to some really riveting radio on the way to work.
I drove in listening to K-Day.
Yeah, our sister station. Our partners.
Yeah, they're like we're conjoined twins, aren't we? We're joined by the call sign.
But we so want K-Day to notice us, you know, because we talk about them all the time, and I guarantee
they never talk about us.
K-Day's never talked about us. K-Day is the hip-hop station that blares on 93.5 as soon as you leave the canyon or leave our signal range, and we're comfortable discussing it because we know if you're a fan of this station, there's no way you're a fan of that
one.
You're
not listening to them. It's very odd. It's a very odd thing.
What were they talking about?
Well, I turned it on, and it was really... old school hip hop was playing.
Yeah.
Boom. Then it's kept repeating that. Boom. It was bump and grind. It's quite sexy first thing in the morning. I'm like, wow, this is a bit poor.
I've heard, if you want it, my pony. Genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard all of those tracks driving it. I switch off pretty quickly, but. And then this guy came on and he went, I don't understand a word he was saying. And then this other guy was barely not, just about understanding him. And he said, he posed a question. And this is at like 10 to 6 in the morning. He goes, hey, man. And the other guy goes, yeah, man. because they say man, which is surprised me. I thought that was more of a white country thing.
But I see. Man's a cool is it, hip thing to say.
So the guy, the guy says to him, "Hey, if you're at your 10-year school reunion," the guy's, "Yeah," and he says, "And you see your best friend's ex-girlfriend, and she's looking pretty good." Or words to that effect. She's looking pretty fly or something like that.
Right, right.
And then he said, "Yeah, man." And he went, "Is it okay to date her?" And he went, "No, man. No, that's out of bounds." And the other guy said, "Oh, I think it's okay." And he said, "Really? Yeah." And this went on for minutes, like this inane conversation. And then it went... And Led Zeppelin came through. Like, oh, Battle of Evermore. Diddle, 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 diddle. And it was a weird experience. And I only put that on because I was listening originally to the BBC where there was something from Eritrea and it was very depressing. So I was kind of searching around. I thought, I'll just see what's on ours. And they don't say, 93.5, which is very irritating.
Yeah, it is irritating. Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't say 93.5.
That's so funny. So you were very stimulated by K-Day.
It confused me.
Were there any air horns? Did you hear, bum, bum, bum? Because I always hear those.
They use lots of sound effects.
It's a lot of sound
clackers
effect, yeah.
Going on.
Stuff crashing or clanking or bells ringing.
It's K-Day Payday. That's what they're saying.
Okay, all right.
It's hump day. We're going to get over it together. It's K-Day Payday. God damn. Leave me alone. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Very well.
Brought to you by XS Energy. Here's today's surf and weather conditions with Sly Dog on KX93.5.
Good morning, Tyrone. I hope you.
Hello, I'm calling for Stephen Chu.
Okay, just hold the line for me. I'll transfer your call now. Hold on.
Thank you very much. Wow. Sly Dog's in a Fijian jail.
Bula.
Bula, bula. What's happening?
Who's this?
This is Jason. Is that Sly Dog? Have you been drinking, sir?
Yeah, this is Sly Dog coming at you live and direct from Tavarua's Boatman's Beret, and I'm coming at you on the coconut wireless. How you guys doing this morning? Good morning.
I was told you didn't want anybody to know that you were out of the country. I was told I was supposed to pretend that you weren't in a Fijian women's prison.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I had to let my mom know somehow. Yeah, I heard it's nice and sunny there. It's been pretty awesome here, but it looks like we might have a cyclone heading our way the next few days, so we're starting to buckle down around here, and I'm getting my grip around my favorite palm tree ready.
How's the weather going to be around here, Sly?
Yeah, you guys look like you got the glory weather going on, and it looks like the surf's been continuing to be fun. El Nino is just nonstop, relentless on delivering the goods. But, it looks like your old west-northwest swell fades out today. And so does that little south swell that was underlying on that. And, it's supposed to be like that for the next couple days around there. And then it looks like it ramps back up for some fun waves over the weekend. What are the tides doing for you guys? Let's see here. It's, at 9:10 this morning, it was... high tide, and then the low tide's going to be close to about 4 o'clock at negative tide, so a big tide swing with this new moon we just had. So, you guys are in store for some more good weather and some fun waves.
And this is all because
what's been cooking back there?
And this is all because of El Nino, Sly. I mean, we think of El Nino as bringing rain, but we're not getting much rain, are we?
Yeah, I think the big rainy months kind of come like March, April. I think that's when we're going to get the freaking big rains.
Yeah.
But, I know. It's kind of crazy. You guys have been like, 80-degree weather there? Yeah, I've been seeing people posting all kinds of good sunny shots. So just wanted to say, you guys aren't missing a whole lot here. We got some blustery winds in Fiji right now, and it looks like there's some big rains coming. But we had some really fun surf a couple days ago. a good little window of opportunity and scored some great waves. Slide Dog is happy.
Yeah, well, you just be careful out there, mate, and enjoy your surfing safari. And we appreciate you taking time out from your trip to give us a weather report and a surf report here on KX93.5.
All right, you guys. I gotta go save some baby turtles underneath the palm, falling coconuts in the palm trees. But other than that, you guys have a great couple days, and I'll try to get back to you. Maybe Thursday or so.
Beautiful.
1973's Sea and Sand. Quadrophenia is the album from The Who. Generational alt rock is what we call the music here at KX93.5. Did you know that in Berlin, they're shutting down fridges. They're getting rid of refrigerators.
No, really?
Sort of. Here's what's happening.
Go on.
Public food sharing fridges in Berlin are likely to be shut down. Apparently, they have these fridges where people can leave leftover food for the needy.
Yeah.
And they pose some sort of health risk, and they're trying to impose tighter hygienic guidelines in which the fridges are classed as food businesses, and food inspectors are shutting them down left and right. And organizers now fear that Berlin's 25 public fridges will have to close. There's one in the trendy Prenzlauer Berg district. It's already shutting shop, according to local
press
reports.
Imagine that. Imagine there's a fridge on the corner of the street and you just help yourself, or just stick stuff in that's, you know, we'd never pass the code here, would it?
Well, I mean, if a health inspector came to our office fridge, for example.
Oh, be closed down in a apartment.
Or anybody's office fridge.
Dead air.
Yeah, public fridges are not well taken care of.
No.
Or public microwaves are disgusting.
Yeah.
I could never.
You wouldn't use our microwave here?
I can't use it.
No?
Nope.
Huh.
Can you?
Interesting. I used it yesterday, yeah. I heated some soup. But the soup was in a container. It wasn't... I didn't just pour the soup into the microwave.
But it looks like
it looks
you did.
Like somebody did, yeah. It's really gross. Yeah, public stuff like that. People treat it like it's yours rather than theirs.
It's a really nice concept, though. Put a fridge on a corner. Anybody can give to it and eat from it.
Yeah.
I can see how it's
they
a
do
little
it in
bit
apartment
gross.
Blocks as well in Germany. They put them in like, you know, if you live in a shared apartment block and they put one downstairs and you can, you know, help your neighbors.
Well, somebody said at the end of this story, God, if only the authorities knew how our fridge and our flat share looks.
There you go.
Keep quiet. You'll give them ideas and they'll start inspecting it, said another. So, yeah, it's kind of a gross but nice concept. Makes sense
to
me.
The idea is good, but, you know, in reality, there's going to be a green, moldy banana at the back of that fridge.
How's your protein bar?
Good, thanks.
Good. You want to do this?
Yeah.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
I just said yeah, not knowing what you were going to do.
I know. You yes-anded me.
I did. Yes, and I will do it. If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a windshield wiper for your mind. So sit quietly in a corner and cross-legged. In the locust position.
Please don't sit that way if you're driving.
Yeah, really. Okay, here it is. Yesterday, the man who invented predictive text died. His funfair is next monkey.
That was the sorbet of the day.
It might take you a second, but it's really funny.
It's a good one.
It's very funny.
Got it off the internet, you know.
Here's Junior, formerly Dinosaur Junior, or rather Dale Earnhardt Junior,
made the same mistake yesterday.
Then Junior, Junior. Yeah. Now they're just, I don't know.
Anyway.
Here's a song.
Your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
All right, here we go again. Linda Halligan in studio on KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell, and that's The Brit.
Yeah.
Linda, Valentine's Day is this weekend.
Yes, it is on Sunday.
Which I believe inspires your countdown today.
It certainly does. But I have to say, some people just hate Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Not just single people. And some single people, by the way, love Valentine's Day, you know?
I'm guessing we have one of those right over there.
You're a married guy.
I'm a married guy. And
right.
I love my wife. 300 and let's say 40,
15,
340 days a year.
Okay, so 15.
Something like that. I mean, I always love my wife, but
right.
You know, I'm in love with my wife 300 and something days a year. And And so that's normal and quite good. Not a bad ratio.
That's pretty good, actually.
All right, actually. And but when it comes to Valentine's Day, I think a lot of us just, it's always the wrong time. It's always like at a time when we've got an argument going on or we're disagreeing about. I talked to Monica about this yesterday. She said, that's right. Yeah. Every year it's the same. I'm just not feeling it on that day.
Right.
And then you're forced to. And you go and look at cards. And the cards all say, oh, you're the greatest. I love you. Or they're mildly insulting. And you can't send a funny one at a time when you're kind of on the outs with your spouse.
Right.
Because it's really, then it becomes insulting.
Right, and then the whole fight gets worse.
Oh,
but a lot of people call it a Hallmark holiday.
Right.
They don't want to be told on February 14th, this is when I have to be romantic
right.
and really love my wife or my husband or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. And plus, you go to a restaurant, they hike up the prices, you know.
Oh, no, let me tell you something else. If you get a room at the Montage,
right,
and really do it up, fill it full of roses. A friend of mine's done this. Fill it full of roses. Just spend a fortune on Valentine's. Next year, you're screwed. What are you going to do?
Exactly. You can't top it.
You're going to fly to the Maldives. I mean, it's, you know.
Sounds good.
It just gets more and more ridiculous every year.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So Tyler, do you have plans? Are you going to do something?
No, well, I'm actually have to go on a business trip to Mobile, Alabama.
Oh,
Mobile.
For
some
the
real
weekend.
Business going on.
Well, it, actually, it's a money maker.
That's good. Then you'll have more something. Money to spend on your wife this year and next year and all the years to come.
So I'm going to go off to Mobile. I'll be back at noon on Sunday. So Avery will pick me up from the airport. And my plan was to buy something in Mobile, but I don't know how much time I'm going to have. It's going to be a busy weekend. So I bought a chocolate heart from an expensive chocolate place and a card. I thought, well, at least I'll leave them somewhere for her to find them. So the other night, we're just friends over for dinner and blah, blah, blah. She walks by. Now, I'm not supposed to eat chocolate. I'm diabetic, so I'm not, you know, I'm always in trouble for eating the wrong stuff. So she walked by my bag, my shoulder bag that I bring to work, and she sees the chocolate heart in it. It's open. So she pulls it. What's this? And I looked at her, and I went, and she goes, you shouldn't have that. And I went, it's for you. What you've just done is you've just ruined your own Valentine's Day. You fool.
Like, you
honestly
would have bought yourself a heart box of chocolates. I guess some people
might. Well, maybe. She doesn't think I bought it for anybody else. We're over that.
Right.
You know, but
I ruined my own as well. I ruined mine.
Did you?
Yeah,
you ruined it?
Because remember I told you how Stephanie's dad has that illegal movie stick that lets you watch movies currently in the theaters on your home television?
Yes, I remember you telling me that
story.
You just
that's
completely
right,
revealed that on the air.
Oh, yeah, well, it's fine.
She's getting arrested.
Whatever.
I was going to buy one on eBay. And I was like, I found one, I'm buying it. And she goes, no, don't buy it. Like, that's silly. I was like, no, I'm going to buy one right now. She goes, damn it, I got you one for Valentine's Day. Again.
That's happened to me before for birthdays and stuff.
Just don't buy stuff.
Don't buy stuff?
It really is a hallmark. Calendar, and you should tell your spouse or lover or whatever that you love them on a daily basis, really, shouldn't you? This is a nonsense. You should be exempt when you get married. This is my new thing, my new theory. When you get married, that's it. You're exempt from Valentine's. This is for single people, for people who are trying to, you know,
court someone,
snare someone.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'm kind of like you, Jason. I'm going to New York tomorrow, and I come back Sunday at about 7:30 p.m. Yeah. But my husband and I agreed. It was my idea. I said, you know, we spend a lot of money just on stuff, as we all do. And I said, $30 is the limit. $30. You cannot spend more than $30.
It's like a white elephant gift.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really is. Because it can get crazy. And you can go to the Montage and spend hundreds of dollars. And don't get me wrong. I love the Montage, and I've done that before, and it is fabulous. But it doesn't have to be that way every year. Okay. Now, when I was single, one of the best Valentine's days, I went to Hennessy's, not the one in Laguna, but in Manhattan Beach. And they had an anti-Valentine's Day party. They had karaoke, and you could only sing songs about anti-love, like against love.
Ah.
You couldn't sing any love songs. Yeah. So you're
breakup
singing
songs, whatever.
You know,
that's
Love
fun.
Stinks by the Jay Giles Band and Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar. It was so much fun. So if you're single, look around online. There's a bunch of events like that. So this week's category, the top five countdown. Actually, we have a little music to play to get us into this.
Oh, we're starting with that?
Why not? I was driving down PCH in Corona Del Mar yesterday, and this came on the radio, and I went, oh, yeah. That's
no,
what we're
no,
doing.
It didn't. You weren't listening to the radio in Corona Del Mar.
I was.
There is no radio in Corona. There is no radio.
No, I was.
No, there's no
I
radio.
I was right. No, I was no, by no, Five
no.
Crowns.
There's no radio.
I swear to you.
Your way is to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free.
All right. Paul bus. Simon.
Yeah.
That's right. 1975. Now, the song is 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. He goes over maybe two or three. I mean, you could slip out the back, Jack. You could make a new plan, Stan. You know, hop on the bus, Gus. That's a good one. but there's really only a few. So here's what I'm doing. The top five ways not to leave your lover. You can leave your lover, but these are the ways not to do it.
There's so many negatives in that sentence. I can't figure out. I can't figure out what it's trying to say.
You're saying that it's okay to leave your lover.
If you want to.
Here's the top five ways you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, because it's just not cool.
These are ways to not break up with your not girlfriend.
Men are always trying to find that thing.
Something
like that. Always trying to find that way. You know, there are a couple of great ones. One is to say, my ex-girlfriend's back in town and it seems like we're not, you know, it's not over. So maybe we could, I don't know, you know, it's just impossible. The only way is to shoot yourself in the head or shoot her. That's another good one.
Yeah, but then you go to prison.
I don't think those are on Linda's list.
Well, no. They might be. I don't know. But you know how a lot of people, when they want to break up with somebody, but they're like, I can't. It's her birthday. Oh, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's Day. Oh, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. Just do it.
Dane Cook has a comedy bit about this. He goes, I can't. My CDs are in his truck. He's got all my CDs. I'm never going to get them back.
It's true. Some people go years wanting to break up with the significant other.
It's only marginally easier to be the breakup-er than the breakup-y.
Yeah.
All right, what's on the list, Linda?
All right, number five. Don't do it in a public place in front of friends, family. I mean, you're already breaking up with the person. You don't want to embarrass them, right?
Right.
I can't
disagree there.
Do it inside. Try to do it inside your home, not the person you're breaking up with, because it's much easier for you to leave their place than for you to get them out of yours. You know what I mean? You're like, okay, I've done my work. I've broken up with you.
So break up with the person in their house.
Yeah.
If I'm breaking up, I need to do it in my house. No, sorry. In their house.
Yeah, you want to do it in their
house. So I can just be like, sorry, I'm out.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
That's the way to do it. Because they want you out of the house at that point.
Yeah.
But they might be begging, oh, please, da-da-da. And if you're in your own house, you can't be like, all right, you need to leave now. You can, but they probably won't leave.
Also, she can dramatically take all her stuff with her.
Yeah, break stuff.
Right, and then you're left with, like, no pans or cups or anything.
All the records are broken. It's bad. It's bad.
All your electrical goods.
All right, yeah. Number four, don't lie. Don't say, it's not you, it's me. Yeah, it's you. Wanting to break up with that person because that person is just not right for you.
You want me to tell the truth when I'm breaking up with
you? You don't have to be mean.
No. You should
never
tell
the truth. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be like, you smell, you're a bad kisser, but you can just say, you know what? We're not a match. It's not going to go any further.
Still a lie.
You know, what would you say?
I mean, if you're telling the truth.
But you don't have to give every detail.
All right.
What would you say if you're breaking up with somebody? Or tell us an actual.
Oh, I would just straight up lie. I would completely lie.
Yeah.
I would say,
I'm gay.
You know,
I'm just deciding I'm gay.
I would say that I've got a lot going on.
Yeah. It's not fair to you. I don't think it's fair to you.
I'm so busy.
Yeah, but then if you meet someone else who you really want to be with 2 weeks later, that person you just broke up with is like, he said he wasn't.
Yeah, but that's okay. At least I got through that conversation.
You should never say that thing that you just said. That it's not you, it's me.
That's terrible.
That's clearly the truth, but you should never say it
anyway.
Just
make up a good lie.
It's not you, it's me. I just hate you.
You annoy the crap out of me.
It's not me. It really is totally you.
I can't look at you. You make me want to vomit. Is that what we're talking
I've
about?
I've made a mistake.
It's me. The biggest mistake of my life. Misjudging your character.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, number three. This is, you know, this has become a thing over the last 5-7 years, whatever. Do not email them. Do not text them you're going to break up. Don't even do it on the phone.
I mean, if it's long distance, that might be your only option.
Do it in person. Suck it up. Be a man. Be a woman.
Can't do it. Whatever the case. I've done it once in person. It was too much. Every other time it was just a phone call.
Yeah.
And how does that work for you, Tyler?
It's just you bring it up. You're on the phone. Like, hey, you know. And then you can hang up.
Right.
You can. Do they call back?
There is no nice way of doing this. There's no pleasant way.
No.
It really doesn't matter if it's on the phone or it just gives them something else to complain about when they're with the girlfriends at the coffee shop.
He did it with a text.
Can you believe he did it with a text? Well, what do you want him to do?
And then
what
you difference have proof of it. You're like, look at this, and you're showing people.
Yeah, I think a text is definitely low, but I've written a well thought out breakup email before.
Yeah.
A long one.
I mean, it doesn't make any difference. You may as well just say off. Just text off.
Bye.
Done.
Yeah. Goodbye.
You know, I'll do the breakup in person because I think, you know, it's the classy way to do it. But then I'll follow it up with a thought out email because sometimes I don't speak the way you know, in my head, I've got it all worked out.
I got
out,
a long handwritten letter
right
once.
Yeah.
After
you know what? Why do you care? You know, you're not married and a girlfriend is not a wife.
True.
If it's just a girlfriend, who cares? If you're classy, not classy, just say, you know,
get it over with. Peace out.
Well, tell that to people in committed relationships.
Yeah, exactly. And it is, you know, it's a different thing if you've only been dating the person for a couple of weeks, maybe, or, you know, a month or something. It's not super long. The other person might think it's more serious than it is. I mean, I still don't think the text is the way to go. Sometimes you just have to, like, kind of not call them back. I mean, if you're not in a committed relationship, hopefully they'll get the idea.
There's some advice,
you know,
Linda.
I mean?
Get a new phone.
Just
some of the women
respond.
Are like, what? You mean that guy who didn't call me back?
Yeah. Like, new phone, new identity. Just move, leave town.
Move to another
state. I'd almost rather do that than confront a breakup.
I would too, yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Well, if it does coincide with getting a new job that takes you out of the state or something, you're like, sorry, I have to move to Oregon.
Exactly, great timing.
So sorry. Okay, number two. Don't be a jerk and a wuss and cheat on the person just so you don't have to have the conversation.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You know what I mean?
And then, like, intentionally get caught? And then, therefore, she's saying, why would you do that? Then it's like, well, I guess we have to break up.
Or he.
Actually, that's not that bad an idea.
Not bad.
Actually, that's
when I said it out loud.
You guys are like, wait, so this is the top 5 ways to break up with someone.
Look, you're always going to be a douche. You're never going to be the guy, oh, he was such a good guy. He came over with flowers and he broke up with me. You're never going to, you cannot win in this situation. And then women will say, oh, how pathetic, you sent a text, you wouldn't face her, it's not classy. And but no, I'm not pathetic. You're pathetic because you make a big deal out of everything. And it's just, I'm just saying goodbye. And we're not married. I didn't promise you anything. I didn't put a ring on your finger. I didn't say, I just, you know.
I mean, I've remained friends with some of the guys I've gone out with. If it's just sort of a mutual, you know what, hey, we're just not
mutual's
meant to
be. A whole other
you know?
Thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Yeah. But sometimes it's not mutual, and then maybe you're mad in the beginning, and then you kind of go, you know what? He was right. We were totally wrong.
You know what is really pathetic, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but what's pathetic is when you go crawling back after you've said, I'm done.
Yeah, but people do that all the time.
I have done that. I have gone crawling back.
3 days later, it's midnight. What are you doing?
And I was saying to this one girl who's a very nice girl, and I said to her, you know, I've just been thinking about us, and I think we could probably make a go of it. And she looked me in the eye, and she went, I don't want to be with someone who could probably make a go of it with me. I want to be with someone who's absolutely head over heels in love with me.
She's right.
That's true.
And she totally called me out, and I went, I can't argue with that.
It's true, but do you know how many
people...
Get the
F out of my car.
But you're so right, Jason, but so many people stay in relationships because they think that I need to be with this guy. Why do you want to be with someone who doesn't really want to be with you? Who could just kick you to the curb any day. Don't you want to be with someone who really, truly wants to be with
it's
you?
It's hard.
I know.
Come on. It's that easy.
You know, it's not so. It's difficult.
I was the number one way to not leave your lover, Linda. Yeah.
All right. Number one, do not break up with the person on Valentine's Day. You'll ruin the holiday for
don't
them.
Don't do it. Yeah.
For the
I
rest
can't disagree.
Of their
or their birthday.
Just
or
don't
Christmas.
Do that. Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
So do you do it on February 13th, February 15th?
You know, I faced this problem just last year.
I faced it last week. No!
2 days before Valentine's Day or somewhere in there, or a week before or something. It was right around Valentine's Day.
And what happened?
Yeah, or 2 years. I don't remember.
So what did you... I think it was last year.
I did it.
Didn't you go to Las... Yeah, you went to Las Vegas for... Didn't you last year for Valentine's Day with your buddy?
I don't remember, Linda. It's all a blur. But...
I think you went to Vegas with your buddy.
I know I've faced this problem.
Yeah. Well, no, I've done that. And I tell you, I've gone used to it for many years. I made sure that Valentine's Day was good for whoever I was with. Really good. Because I felt guilty about various times that something, it's the pressure.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
I've ruined a few Valentine's Days years ago in the past. But I still think that this is a problem for people who are not married.
Yeah.
Because if you're married, the way to stay married is not get divorced. It's very simple.
That's true.
Right?
You want to stay married? Don't get divorced.
That's it.
Simple as that.
All right, good list this morning, Linda. Thank you
so much. We've got a couple movies coming out on Friday. Whether you want to go with your date or your ex-boyfriend or
Deadpool.
I don't know. Deadpool looks awesome. It's rated R. I know a lot of the kids are bummed about that, but it looks really cool. Ryan Reynolds, awesome. Love that guy. How to Be Single. Doesn't
Perfect.
Look very good. And Zoolander 2.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
that's a good weekend for
movies. Zoolander's be great. That's a great movie.
All right, Linda counts down the top 5 on KX93.5 every week. Linda Halligan TV on Facebook. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
See you soon.
Okay.
Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. Tyler Russell's over there. And I'm Jason Fedde, or at least I was this morning when I woke up. Well,
how about now?
I have to say, I don't know.
I know I've asked you this before, but the shirt you're wearing,
yeah,
was it white before and you washed it with some reds?
Do you remember that thing on the internet last year, that dress that was either blue or gold?
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Because so, it's the color of pink that a shirt becomes when you wash it with red towels.
I almost didn't wear it because I remembered that you you have this problem with this shirt.
The color just blows my
mind. It's a very light lilac.
It's like it didn't mean to be pink. It's accidentally pink.
Yeah, well,
that's a great album title.
Yeah,
accidentally pink.
Yeah,
please use that.
Kind of, or a porn mag.
Coming up in just a little bit here, Laguna Niguel band The Grumble will be in studio. We've been playing them, and we'll hear them live, and maybe play a game or with the chaps.
Good idea,
right?
Yeah.
Just can you just what? Just change that shirt?
It irritates me that it irritates you. It matches my eyes. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, here we go. Another live performance in the studio this morning from a band from right down the street that we're going to learn a lot more about this morning. They've got a residency at the Wayfarer every Monday night this month. They're called The Grumble. They're going to perform live for us now whenever you guys are ready.
We all wanna dance, but I'm too comfortable with compromise. I don't stand a chance.
So awesome.
Yeah, guys.
That was awesome. Wow.
Props to the sound guy, too.
Well, no, it was just a pleasure to mix. So fun.
The Grumble is live in studio from Laguna Niguel, right? Is that right? Yeah, cool. And they've got a residency at the Wayfair right now in Costa Mesa. They've got a new album release at the Constellation Room on the way. We'll learn about that. But we'll hear one more song from The Grumble now and then come back and chat. So one more, guys. Take it away. Killer. The Grumble live in studio on KX93.5. We'll switch you to the interview mics now and chat with you guys for a moment. That was awesome. That was Real Sympathy, which is a single that we play here on the air. Man, I haven't heard a local band sound that good in a long time.
No, I'm telling you. No, really, we're stoked that you're here.
Thank you.
You guys are really awesome. There's not a flaw. I mean, lyrically brilliant and great singing. Stefan and I have met before. Stefan, who played the phone this morning on the air.
The cell phone, yeah.
Stefan used to play for Sasha.
Yes.
Sasha Evans,
yes.
Who, you know, has gone off to do her other things, got married and settled
ran
down.
Ran away, fell in love.
I know. But I remember seeing you play. I remember that you had a kick drum with a little thing in it, a little extra bit that made a big noise. It was always a nightmare to mic and to get it to sound right.
Really?
Yeah. But you know that's my big memory.
I'm sorry for that. I don't remember that.
You were a great player and singing along, playing the drums as well, and just
thanks, man. Thank you.
Magic stuff.
Well, there's a lot going on with your band, the Grumble. We mentioned you've got a residency right now at the Wayfair, which is really coming up. They're doing really cool stuff. So, how's that Monday night weekly gig been going? I suppose you've only done one so far, right?
Two so far. Two. There's five this month. It's going cool. It's like there's a lot of great bands that we're playing with, and we get to play with all our friends' bands. So
we got Sapphire Road. I think is this coming Monday.
Cool.
They've been in here.
Yeah, they were here
last.
And then we got a band called Party Baby is doing the last two with us, and Wilder is a great band out of Costa Mesa, and then Work Friend from. I think also from Costa Mesa.
Well, now's the time. It really feels like the time more than ever that Orange County is finally making its mark. You know, I mean, we've been doing this radio thing for 3.5 years, and we've seen bands come and go. But the what the Wayfair is doing, and the bands that are playing the Constellation Room, and the Santa Ana scene increasing with music festivals. I mean, it's really, really coming up now, and I think you guys are definitely part of that. So,
thanks, man.
Very cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you've got an album release you're working on, an album that you've been working on for 4 years. That's going to be released with a party at the Constellation Room. So tell us about that.
We're doing a release show this Friday, Constellation Room. We have some friends. John Lowell is going to open. He's an acoustic artist that I recorded at our studio, actually. And I actually also did the Sapphire Road stuff. A lot of those bands have been coming through. But we have him opening, and then we have this other band from Santa Barbara, good friends of ours, called the Blues and Grays. That are going to play right before us. And then, it should be fun.
Awesome. Four years.
It's been a long time. Yeah, I don't want to give too much about the show away, but it's going to be like different than any show we've done. So there's lots of surprises. So if you're listening, you should be there.
Yeah.
I'm getting the feeling there's a lot of creative stuff going on. You've got a studio. You're thinking about things. Is the sound very different to what we heard today? Live?
Yeah.
Literally, we figured this out last night at 2 in the morning. I haven't even slept.
Yeah.
You haven't slept all night?
No, I just laid down.
Pretty
and
good,
go,
man.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's
I'm
you
dead
know.
On he's the like, inside.
He's like, I could tell, but, you know, you'll get him next time, brother.
That tells you a lot, though, about a bunch of creative people, artists. You know, you can just put that, knock that together in a night, the night before. I mean, that's not your average Orange County reggae band.
I don't think that. You know what I mean? Actually,
that's what we normally sound like.
Not there's anything that's wrong the with difference. That, although there's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah.
But you're obviously very creative dudes, and I'm excited for you. I'm totally blown away, actually.
Thanks,
I'm a little
man.
Bit speechless, frankly.
He doesn't usually do that.
No.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. Thank you so much. That's tremendous.
Tell me what the name of the Grumble means, please.
Was I supposed to tell him, look it up on Urban Dictionary?
Oh, okay.
So is it one of those words?
You can't tell
it's
me
totally
right now.
It's totally not. No, it's really not. It's a cartoon character.
Yeah, we found out the Urban Dictionary later.
Like a year or two after. Something really, really filthy and
I've
disgusting.
Heard that before. Bands have told me that before.
Yeah.
That they accidentally come up with some terrible euphemism.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or something horrible in Swedish. And then you wind up going to Sweden on tour.
Yeah.
And people are like, what?
Yeah.
There's a band called Death by Unga Bunga.
Yeah.
They fell into that one.
Yeah, they really did.
That's user error on that one.
So, where do you want people to go now to find your music and follow along with you guys and make sure they're on the Grumble bandwagon? We're online.
It's a really awesome question. They should sign up for our mailing list.
Okay.
They can go straight to thegrumble.com and they can put in their email and they will get news first and tracks that other people don't get yet and all that kind of stuff. But
cool.
We got Facebook and SoundCloud and Spotify, whatever you normally use.
All right.
Google Play, maybe?
Apple Music. I think we're on that.
We are on that, yeah.
Before you guys go, would you like to play a quick radio game with us?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good. Let me click this button. It'll explain.
It's time for Indie Band Name or... I don't know.
All right, this band's called Indie Band Or. Okay, so today's category is Indie Band Name or J.R.R. Tolkien, Lord of the Rings character. Okay, so you're going to play against Jason. He doesn't know the answers.
I have no idea.
And I'm going to give you a phrase or a name, and you have to tell me if it's either a Tolkien character or an indie band name. Okay. Are you ready?
Are there any that are both?
There are none that are both.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be good, though. I'll do that next time. All right, indie band or Tolkien character. Green Rose Fair. Green Rose Fair.
I'm going to say indie band.
Grumble?
I'm going to say Tolkien character.
Okay.
I say indie band.
Jason?
I think it's an indie band, but this is where I wish I'd paid attention to those geeky guys at school who were reading Lord of the Rings. Like, I read it once, but people read it 9 times. One guy told me it was his Bible. For God's sake.
Green Rose Fair is an indie band. I'm the odd man out. All right, so you lost a point over there. All right, indie band or Tolkien character? Blackmoor's Knight. Blackmoor's Knight. Is that an indie band or a Tolkien character? Jason?
Indie band.
The Grumble?
Tolkien character.
Tolkien character.
No, indie band.
Indie band.
Dang it. All right, indie band. Indie
don't
band.
Ask me, man.
All right, the Grumble goes with indie band.
And I'm saying indie band.
Everybody's right. It's an indie band.
Yeah.
All right. Indie band or Tolkien character. Durin's Bane. Durin's Bane.
Oh, Durin's Bane.
The Grumble?
Tolkien.
Yeah, I'm going Tolkien too.
We'll go with it.
Man, you guys are killing it. Yeah, Tolkien character. All right. I can't be stumped on this one. Indie band or Tolkien character?
He's just making all these up anyway. None of these are anything. None are both, but they're all.
He's reading his mother's medication bottles. Oh, God. I've got a terrible Durin's Bane this morning.
Sackville Baggins.
What?
Sackville Baggins.
I know this.
Is that a Tolkien character or an indie band, The Grumble?
That is Tolkien.
Yeah, it's Tolkien, yeah.
But wouldn't you think that a band might name themselves Sackville Baggins?
Yeah, you would think so. It's Frodo's last name. He's double but Frodo.
Well, yeah,
Sackville
Baggins. Everybody knows that, but who knows Sackville?
I didn't know it.
Bilbo Sackville Baggins.
All right, indie band or Tolkien character, Daughters of Finwë. The Daughters of Finwë.
I'm hoping it's not a band. Jason? A terrible band name, isn't it?
What do you think?
Daughters of Finwë.
Uh-huh.
It's a band. It's a terrible band.
I would have to agree.
I think it's got to be.
I think it's a band.
A folk band.
Yeah.
It's an all-girl band.
Yeah, all-girl clog band. Yeah. Clog dancing band.
Yeah.
It is a Tolkien character.
No!
I gotcha! All right. All right, we'll do one more for the championship. Shadowfax. Shadowfax. Is that an indie band or a J.R.R. Tolkien character?
That's where you go to find out if your car's been in an accident before you buy it. You call Shadowfax.
All right, the Grumble, what do you think?
I think that's Gandalf's horse.
Oh wow! Grand slam!
Yes, not only does he know.
Yeah, just specific.
Specifically, very impressive.
Yeah,
yeah. You're right. It is Gandalf's horse.
Yeah.
Shadowfax. Send me Shadowfax me later.
You win. Thanks, guys, for playing, and thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We loved your live set. We'll probably play some of that stuff on the air as our exclusive acoustic performance,
awesome,
if you don't mind.
Sweet.
And again, you can see the Grumble, the residency at the Wayfair all this month on Mondays. And then when's the album release party again?
This Friday.
Constellation Room. Thank you guys. We'll see you soon, okay?
Cool. Thanks
for
having us.